I never had a guarantee that I was going to get drafted. The only guarantee in my mind was like, mm-hmm. I better train every single day because there's an opportunity coming. And I don't know where, but I'm going to train every single day so I can be 100% ready for this opportunity.
When did you realize that you wanted to be a pro? Obviously, you had great influence from your dad. He sent you to Brazil. When did you finally know deep inside yourself? Because I think that's the most important part. When you look inside yourself and you commit to it, when did you know that you wanted to chase this?
Yeah, I think, you know, for me, when it around that time when it's like 13 to 16, I'm playing every day. I'm training. I'm going to Brazil. The problem was I was never the best player on my team. So I wasn't getting looks from college. I wasn't getting, you know, these pro opportunities at such a young age. But I think, like I said, my mentality, my dad in my corner, he actually was like, Leo, no matter what happens, if you don't get any scholarship to go to college, if you don't get any pro tryouts in the U.S., I'm sending you to Brazil. Like, you're gonna make it somewhere. And I'm just like, shit, I have no choice. Like, I'm gonna figure it out one way or another.
Yeah.
But I think once I actually did end up going to college, I was playing really well. And in my mindset, I went to college to play soccer. I didn't go to college to study. You know, so as bad as that sounds, that was just
student athlete stuff.
Man. Exactly. I was just, you know, I was very focused. I was one track minded, and I'm like, I'm treating this like I'm already on a pro team. You know what I mean? I have the locker room. Yeah. I have the athletic trainers. I have the gym. So I'm here this is just my first stop, and then I'm gonna go somewhere else. And mm-hmm. once I started playing really well at Stony Brook, and I really thought to myself that anything is possible.
You seem to have a really good, you know, college career. And then how did that go? How'd you get drafted by Union?
Yeah, so after my senior year, my junior year, I went and played PDL, which is USL League 2 now, with Reading United, and they're affiliated with the Philadelphia Union. And I maybe played like 12, 13 games, and I didn't even have a great season, but I guess like their scouting department, they saw something in me. They must have saw something in me, because I honestly wasn't scoring so many goals in the PDL. It was a different environment for me. A lot of good players from all over the country that went to like UNC and Creighton and all these big time schools. And I was that a guy from Stony Brook, and they're like, "Where's Stony Brook?" And I'm like, "You know, it's Long Island. Come on." And then my senior year, I ended up having a really good year. I was All American, and for some reason, I don't know why, I didn't make the MLS Combine. And for me, I look back at it now, it was actually a blessing in disguise, because everyone that went to the combine, they performed terribly, just because it's like you get 32 guys and just put them on a team 11v11 and nobody knows each other. So everyone didn't really look that great. So my stock rose when I didn't even go to the combine, and I ended up getting drafted in the last round. It's like supplemental last pick. Philly picked five players over me, and I was the sixth pick. And went through preseason. Philly ended up cutting the first five guys and just signed me. So that was, it was an incredible preseason, and something that honestly, I'll never forget, because it changed my life. You know, and I went in there just thinking like, this is my chance. Like, this is exactly what I wanted. I knew I wasn't, you know, when you get drafted, you're not signing a contract. It's just a trial. You know what I mean? So in my mind, I'm like, perfect. This is what I want. I just want to show people that I can ball, that I can play. And my chance came the first week. We played Orlando City in preseason. We were down 1-0. They subbed me in the 75th minute, and ball comes in the box, I chested it and volleyed it. Probably still one of the best goals of my career.
Jeez.
Right after that, they offered me the contract. So I was just like, all right, it's meant to be, you know what I mean? But crazy experience from college to pro. But never thought I never had a guarantee that I was gonna get drafted. the only guarantee in my mind was like, I better train every single day because there's an opportunity coming. And I don't know where. It could be in the U.S. It could be in Brazil. It could be in the USL. It could be in Europe. But I'm going to train every single day so I can be 100% ready for this opportunity. And the opportunity came, and I smashed it.